You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, testing. Try your mic, please.
Bonnie. Testing, testing.
See, that's the kind of
testing.
Level. Perfect. That's the level.
That's what I'm doing today. I'm doing everything that you want me to do.
That's the level we like. You know what level that is? That's the level of a regular comic, not an alternative comic. Do your level.
No NPR today.
You could do your.
We are coming at you live from the clubhouse.
You could do your alternative level if you want, real quick.
How's this? One of the things I wanted to talk about today was my molestation. I molested some people.
Go back to your regular.
Okay.
Welcome to My Wife Hates Me. This is the week where.
Do you say pedophile or pedophile?
I don't know.
I mean, you don't say it while you're doing it. I get that.
This week, I'm going to tell you the truth, folks. I'm going to tell you the truth.
He's not lying.
I'm breaking
He's
down.
Not lying, everybody. This is the T-R-U-T-H truth.
I am breaking down the third wall, whatever that means in life. I hear it a lot. I've never figured it out.
You don't know what it means?
Don't
well, because like, okay, say if you're watching a play, right?
Yes.
They're not supposed to know the audience is there. The conceit is that it's taking place in a bar or, you know, at a train station or whatever the play is. And if they turn to the audience and they're like, hey, you in the front row, blah, blah, blah. That's breaking the fourth wall.
Where are the other three walls?
I don't really get. I guess the three walls are 1, 2, 3, and then
well, there
the fourth
be...
wall. They're breaking the fourth wall. The wall that separates you and the audience.
So all it can happen in a play?
I mean, I guess in stand-up, you break the fourth wall all the time.
No, not when you're talking to the crowd. Then that's like saying bands are breaking the fourth wall. You're performing to an audience.
Yeah, I don't know then. I mean, you just, by nature of that's the thing that you're doing, you just, it's automatically, you don't have to talk about it because that's just the way that it is. It's like you don't say you're breaking the fourth wall when you're talking to your neighbor.
What if the wall is built to steel? Can you break it?
Yeah, I mean, if you're a superhero.
Or what would be the easiest wall to break, in your opinion?
I don't know. Why? What is the point of this question?
Because we're...
Are you just asking stupid questions? Now
no.
You're being alternative.
No, I'm just
Let
saying,
me talk about walls.
No, because just if you have to break a wall, you want to know what's going to be the easiest wall, don't you think?
No. All no, right. You're just being ridiculous and stupid. Carry on. Move
All right.
on to
Anyhow,
the next thing.
Here's the deal. Here's the truth.
They're talking about walls! Too early. It's too early in the podcast.
Here's the truth. This is coming on right now, but we taped this a week early, or 5 days early. We taped it 5 days early.
This is coming on right now. You're listening to this right now.
But it was taped. It was taped in advance.
I'm saying this right now, but it's 5 days later.
Because we're both traveling at different times.
Different speeds.
Different times. So... Here's the deal.
Oh,
next
God.
Week.
Here's the deal, folks. If you're drinking, I don't care if you're in a car or flying an airplane. Time to drink.
Here's the deal.
Again.
Right now, I'm on my way to Cabo St. Lucas to perform for 3 days in Cabo at.
And I'm in Los Angeles.
On your way home, almost a day away from. Yes.
I'm taping at midnight right now.
Okay, so Bonnie's in Los Angeles.
Unless you're listening to this on Thursday.
Then Bonnie's on her way
home.
Then
I'm on my way home. If you're listening on Friday, I'm already home.
I'm playing golf in Cabo.
If you're listening to this on Saturday,
I'm on my way home. So this week I'm in Cabo St. Lucas at some resort, La Cabo or something. And then next week, Friday and Saturday, I'm at JJ Comedy. Go to his website. What's his website? Comedy shop.com.
But it's spelled
shop.
S-H-O-P-P-E.
Yes. And I'm working Friday and Saturday for Comedy Shop in,
I guess the shop, like a regular shop, was already taken.
Oh.
And he had to like, oh, no one.
Then why would
told all my friends no. I was going to call the Comedy Show.
Yeah, but not with two P's. I don't think it was taken. Why do you put the E at the end?
No, because you don't just spell it with two P's, but you do spell it the old-fashioned shop as S-H-O-P-P-E.
No, that would be soap.
I mean, that's ye old shop. They used to use a lot of E's.
They threw, you know what? They wasted E's back in the day.
Back in the day.
So that
now this, we know better.
This
we
week,
conserve our E's.
Coming up next week, I'll be at the Comedy Shop June 3rd and 4th, or 4th and 5th, whatever the Friday, Saturday is. And if you're buying anything from Amazon, please, Amazon.richvoss.com. Amazon.richvoss.com. You know, help a brother out. That's all I'm saying. You know what? I like buying stuff late at night on eBay. Just little things. I just bought a tactical flashlight.
Okay, but great. You were telling everyone, you were bragging about the flashlight.
Yeah.
I said, people are going to think you're talking about a fleshlight because nobody gets this excited about a flashlight.
I don't even know what a fleshlight is.
And then when your fleshlight finally came in, you were like, why does everyone keep saying fleshlight?
Yeah, I didn't know what it is.
Yeah, and I was like, well, that's because no one's ever heard anyone get excited about a tactical flashlight.
What's a fleshlight?
It's for masturbatory purposes.
For who, a guy or a girl?
I mean, I guess a girl could use it. I don't know how.
Why would they call it a fleshlight?
She would just rub it against. She could use anything in that case.
Why would they call it a fleshlight?
Well, I don't know how they invented it, but I guess they were like, oh, somebody looked at a flashlight and was like, you know what? If you hollowed out the middle, this would be about the perfect size.
But I
to stick your dick in. And so then they were like, oh my God, this is genius. And we could call it the fleshlight.
I've never heard of that until I got those emails.
You've never heard of it?
Well, when I got those emails and you told me what it was, Maybe I'm old-fashioned because I didn't know what a fleshlight was.
But, well, they've been around.
But I bought a tactical flashlight that's bright. It's super bright.
I just also want to say this. The fleshlight is it's one of the best flashlights on the market. Yes, you can stick your dick in it, but it's also a great product. I don't think it actually works. But it'd be funny if a guy had one just and told his wife, like, no, it's actually, I know you can use it for that, but no, it's actually one of the best flashlights on the market.
That's true. You know what I think? I don't think this podcast is going to be as good as our last two.
It's like the bar is set so low.
No, our last two were off the
fucking hook. I said to you before we sat down, let's have a topic, and you were like, well.
Whatever the topic, Bonnie's not happy. She wants to move out.
No, why do you always say that? There's no, in no way, and there has never been a time where I said I'm moving out. I've never said it. Anytime I have any concerns about a relationship and ways to improve it, you immediately take the stance that we're getting a divorce.
I didn't say we're getting a divorce.
Well, you're like, leave. You're always just leave. To you, it would be better for me to just leave than for you to like do any of the things that I've asked you to do.
Well, I know one thing I want to do in life, and
should put your mouth on the microphone because you know what?
What?
I see you moving in. You're not even looking at the levels anymore.
Oh.
You're totally distracted.
I looked outside because I saw a worker walk by.
Oh, my God, Rich.
Blue collar.
What's happening to you?
Nothing. I know one thing I'm going to do in life, and I don't care. At some point, it's going to be this year or next year, and it's going to benefit both of us, and I'm doing it, and it's one of my dreams.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to do it.
Stand up shirtless?
No, I'm going to do that eventually. Oh. How would that benefit both of us?
I was going to say, is it like, I don't know, maybe you'll get like,
I'm looking at like trailer homes in Palm Springs.
No.
In Palm Springs, yes.
Stop.
Listen to me. Want me to explain the good points? One, trailer home, like they're not trailers like that you have four wheels under. They're like mobile homes. They're nice homes. And I saw them online for like $45,000 or $50,000, two bedrooms. And it's an hour and a half from L.A. Like we could drive to L.A. You know, it's only a half an hour more than us driving from here to New York.
The idea that we live an hour from New York is such bullshit, Rich. It's complete bunk. When have you ever said,
bunk.
I have...
It's complete bunk.
Yeah, you never heard that phrase?
Not really, but go ahead.
Have you ever said to yourself, oh, I got to be somewhere at 7 p.m. Let me leave here at 6.
Somewhere? Yeah, if I have to... Yeah, if I say I have to be somewhere an hour early?
I'm saying you are going... let's say it's just right... Wherever you're going is just right on the other side of the tunnel.
Yeah.
And you say, oh, I'm supposed to be there at 7. Do you leave here at 6?
It depends what time of the day
it
is.
No, I'm telling you what time of the day it is. Do you leave here at 6?
No,
get there
that's rush hour.
Okay. Even if it's 9 o'clock at night, do you leave here at 8 to get there at 9?
Maybe 10 to 8, quarter to 8.
No, you don't.
Last night I left.
No, you don't. You always have to give yourself extra time because you never know what that fucking tunnel is going to be like.
Well, that's anywhere.
But you keep saying it's an hour away. It's not. It's at the bare fucking minimum an hour and a half away from the city.
Are you kidding me? I drove last night. I had to be in Hoboken at 8.
Hoboken is not the city.
It's right next to it.
It doesn't
matter.
It's
right before
the tunnel.
Well, if there's no traffic at the tunnel, it's an hour.
Yeah, thank God. Then great. But you never know. So you never just give yourself an hour. So don't say it's an hour.
It's an hour without traffic. That's what they do on MapQuest. With traffic, without traffic. That's
I know,
what
but you've lived here long enough. There's been no...
Last night, there was no traffic tunnel. Tunnel traffic. I didn't go in, but I saw because I went
right
past
the tunnel. You don't know until you get there.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, next time we have to be somewhere... We'll just leave exactly 1 hour before and we'll see how it works out.
It depends what time. Do you know there's sometimes there's no tunnel traffic? You know there's going to be no tunnel traffic at 8 o'clock or 8:30.
Rich.
What?
I don't know why you're arguing. I don't know why you argue everything. You know for a fact that you would never leave an hour before you had to be somewhere in the city. So quit saying it's an hour away.
It's an hour without traffic. Hands down, with traffic, it could be an hour and 15. It could be 3 hours.
Do you understand what I'm saying, though?
Yes.
You never, this is my point. I don't care about the traffic or the no traffic. If you have to be in the city at a certain time.
I leave an hour and a half early.
Okay, so it's an hour and a half out.
No, with traffic. What happens when you get to the city early and you have half an hour to spare? Have you ever had that?
Never.
Never?
Never.
That's not true because you sometimes go, I never hit traffic.
And it still takes me at the very bare minimum an hour and a half to get into the city and find parking.
Folks, if you live in the Hillsborough area and you drive into the city without traffic, you could tweet us and say how long it takes you. That's all.
It's not about how long it takes. It's about what you do. You say an hour, maybe once or twice a year. I've gotten into the city in an hour. So it's a mislead to say we live an hour outside the city. Maybe technically, as the crow flies or whatever, we live an hour outside the city. But when we're leaving the city, there's always traffic. And when we're going
in,
there's
always traffic. Well, it's because you're working on a goddamn turnpike at 1 and
9. Okay, but I'm just saying.
That's if you lived in Westfield, there'd still be traffic coming out of the city. If you lived in Cranford, if you lived...
I don't understand the arguing. You could just be like, you know what? You're right. We always leave early. Always.
Well, yeah. I like to leave early because I like to be early or on time.
Thank you. Do you see what I said before? This is one of the things I said about how we can fix the marriage, where you were like, you know what? You could just leave. you could just leave, because you'd rather me just leave than you have to say, I said, you know what? You don't have to argue every single thing.
Well, but the whole point
is, you could just agree sometimes.
Well, the point was,
because you're arguing stuff that you actually agree with.
No, the point is, I was saying a nice place in Palm Springs, a vacation home for us, we'd be an hour and a half from L.A. without traffic. Without traffic.
And you said it's a half hour farther than where we live.
Without traffic.
So then
everything,
I said,
I'm going with everything without traffic. As your crow flies, as without traffic going from Palm Springs to L.A. So I think at my age, I deserve to have a nice little summer place in Palm Springs. Wouldn't you want to go to a nice warm place in the winter for a couple weeks to Palm Springs?
Well, we can't really.
Why?
We have a daughter and we don't homeschool her.
Those 2 weeks we could. Can you part-time homeschool your kid, you think?
I don't. I mean, I guess you can technically do whatever you want.
No. Yeah. There's laws.
No, there's really not. Like, if you wanted to homeschool your kid, you don't need, like, any kind of accreditation
you
got to
fill out paperwork. You can't.
You
just
might have to do some paperwork, but I'm saying you don't have to. I don't have to have a college degree or have some kind of teaching certificate.
But I'm wondering if you could part-time homeschool your kid, because if we had a nice,
I'm sure you can do anything you want. There's kids that are on movie sets that go to school when they're not working and then have school at.
Oh, that's a good point. You know what? You came up with the best point you've come up with in 5 podcasts.
I'm not saying we should do that for our daughter, but I'm saying it's
possible.
Tell
the truth. Wouldn't you like a nice place to go to in the winter to keep, you know, for 2 or 3 weeks at a time?
I don't want to be a naysayer. If this is something you dream and this is what you really want, I want you to have it. I personally don't look forward to living in a trailer an hour and a half away from
a
major.
I'll show you pictures of these places. It's not a trailer.
I'm just saying it doesn't sound great to me.
Okay,
for me, although I'm willing to do things for you. I don't just say, fine, move out, go to your trailer.
I'm not trying to move out. I just want
you want me to move out, I think. I think no. You're looking to get away from me.
No.
If you want it, why don't you get the trailer and then just live there and I'll try to communicate with you as often as possible through FaceTime or whatever.
I'm not going to move to Palm Springs. I'm not going to retire.
Do you want to live by yourself?
No.
I feel like that's where we're going.
No.
That's where we're headed. You're so unhappy living with someone. You hate any kind of disruption in you. That you're for yourself.
That's not true. I am set in my ways in certain ways, just like everybody is. You know, you have your own, you know, nooks and crannies, but I don't think that's really what I was looking for, nooks and crannies, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean when I see you?
No.
You don't know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, you have your own... Not flaws. You have your own.
You were so close.
No, you have
your
own.
You're so close to actualizing yourself.
No, you have your own. You know, you're set in your ways. Took me a while to come up with that, but you're set in your ways, and you're set in your ways because
that was actually the first thing you said.
What did I say?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, so you're set in your ways, and then two people that are set in their ways and. There's sometimes we're like, you know, oil and vinegar.
Oil and vinegar go very well together. I think you're thinking of oil and water. Oil and vinegar is like a great salad dressing. It's a team.
Yeah, I said that before. I was wrong before on oil and vinegar one.
Mm-hmm.
It's
delicious.
We're like oil and mustard.
Oil and mustard also a great base.
Huh?
A great base for a salad dressing.
Okay, well,
add a little balsamic to that and you got pinch of sugar.
We're like mustard.
A little honey.
We're like mustard and ketchup. Okay.
No, that's isn't that Thousand Island dressing?
No, that's ketchup and mayonnaise.
Oh.
Or we're like mayonnaise and relish. That's what we're like.
That's tartar sauce.
Oh, okay. You're right. We're like
Rich and Bonnie.
We're like
we just rub each other the wrong way.
No, sometimes you do. Sometimes we get along great. That's what marriage is.
I know, but how come if I have an issue, then it becomes Like sometimes, like this is what I think. You're always the same, and sometimes I can handle it, and sometimes I can't. I've been feeling, I don't know why, like just.
You've been depressed, but
chemically imbalanced for a little while, and so yeah, you're driving me nuts. But you will not change or do anything if I say please do this or could you try to be a little. You'll just argue the point.
No, but you don't understand.
Or you yell at me, or you go like this. You do this thing where it's like all black or white. Like, I'll be like, can you just be a little nice to me? Oh, I'm never nice to you. Never. Never nice to you. Okay. I guess I'm not a nice person.
She's you're preaching. Like, you see, this is what you do. You go into your
I'm just saying that that's who you are. So then you're like, well, I can never bring anything up because you'll just yell at me. Can I can't be like, hey, when you flip out. Can you stop flipping out?
Who? Me or you?
Can I just give one example?
Can I put this all in perspective real quick? Because you just answered your own question. Okay.
I did?
You said, yeah. What? Here, listen.
I said, sometimes I can handle it.
No. Let me.
Can you take it out of your lip? It's driving me nuts.
What? Here's what.
You've already got like kind of like a. This kind of face, and then when you put it in there, it's even more like pronounced.
You said I have a rat face?
Yes.
So, what I'm saying is,
surprised you don't work on Wall Street.
Why? What does a rat face have to do with Wall Street?
The rat race. Isn't that the rat race?
No, life is the rat race, not Wall Street.
Oh.
Lift your arms up again.
Mm-mm.
You know what? Hold on, I want to see that muscle. Let me see your tricep.
No, you're going to talk about hairy underarm.
What the hell is going... Oh, are you going to Woodstock? Listen, so...
I'm going to hang out with my lady friends. Don't worry about
this. This is what you asked. You said right now, I'm going through a little depression, which everybody does. Everybody does. You do it a little more. I have anxiety. You have depression.
Anxiety is just depression. It's just men call it anxiety because
no,
they don't
isn't.
Like to call it depression.
No. That's not true. Hold on. That's not true. I'm turning on the other computer, too.
Oh, my God.
What?
Look at that.
What?
It's caked with dust.
What? What, your
keyboard.
Pussy? Oh, I thought you were talking about your pussy.
Oh.
Oh, the password's...
This is the kind of humor that keeps us together. People say, why? Why are you with him? I say, well, a gal loves a sense of humor.
I've been getting here. Like, it feels like my
what
ears are all kicked
up. What were you going to say to me?
So if you're
why are you turning that on?
Nothing. I'm going to show you something. Oh. If you're going through a little depression.
Oh, you're going to show me the... I don't want to see it.
Well, just relax. You know, people... when
I know we're going to get it because we just do what you want to do.
No,
anyway.
That's not true.
Yeah.
That's not true. If we did what
do
I
do what
do.
I want to do?
Yes, all the time.
What?
Huh?
Well, like what?
Go to Salad Works. Sometimes you go, let's go to Salad Works, and I'll go.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday we ate where you wanted to eat. I didn't want to eat there, but it ended up being pretty good. Did you eat your other half a sandwich when you got home?
On the way to my gig, I did.
Was it good?
It was delicious. I got a little on my shirt.
So if you're going through a little depression, like when you're not going through depression, you're happy, okay? Just like when I'm not having anxiety, things are smooth. So when
things
you
are never smooth with you. Don't act like when you're not having anxiety, you're a...
Yeah, I pay my bills, everything's going
I know,
fine.
But you're not like... There's no skip in your step. You never walk in like, hello! There's no like...
I'm not Kevin Meaney.
I know, but there's no like, Rich Voss is here, the fun's about to start. That is never the case with you. And that's fine, that's who you are. But don't act like you're like bringing joy and good cheer wherever you go. It's not the case.
I do bring
the
happiness.
Minute you step into the room, we all know that whatever we're doing is going to come under some kind of like, well, that's not how to do it. Well, that doesn't look fun. Well, that's not good.
No,
you know?
No.
Bring it all down. Bring it all down.
I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to have a big fight.
Is it true or not? You like to make sure that no one's having a good time.
Unless, are you crazy?
Unless you're at the cellar with your friends and you're making fun of someone. That's really the only time truly happy.
No, I made fun of somebody during a roast battle, which we talked about, and I felt bad the next day. I sent out 10 emails. No, I didn't send out any. None. Because I made my apologies on the podcast. I made my amends there. What I'm saying is, here's the deal.
Okay, take a drink, everybody.
Here's the deal.
Oh, two drinks.
Why? Oh, you're supposed to have a drink when I say here's the deal?
Oh, people are getting loaded. It's unfortunate because a lot of people are like truck drivers or they drive and listen to us, but it is the rule. I don't care if you're sober. I don't care what it is. You take a drink.
I will try to make us happier. And we'll both try to make us happier. We've been married 10 years. We're doing pretty good. There's negative and there's positive.
Okay, but this is the thing. Once again, you're defending. Well, I'm not saying that we're the worst couple in the world. I'm saying there's a couple little things you could do. I'm going to give you an example. I was making a salad the other night. You came downstairs and you go, "What's that?" Where if you just looked for a moment.
No, I meant what kind of salad is that? I know it was a salad.
I know, but it's just like the tone of voice, everything is like... It's like, do you think people really like are so excited for you to be there that they're willing to put up with anything? It's like, it's just like when you walk into the room, it's like,
that's not true.
Here it comes. What's that? Where are you going? What are you doing? It's like this barking at me.
I don't bark. You're so temperamental lately.
It's not that I'm temperamental.
Yes,
I'm asking
you. You should be tough and have
I don't want... Do you really think people should have to go through life with their spouse just acting however they fucking...
I don't act however I feel. You see, I'm very, very gentle with my daughter.
This is the most gentle I've ever seen you, and I have a feeling it's because this is how... You know it's going out into the world, and you're like, I'm going to get more tweets than her.
No, I don't even think of tweets.
You love those, like, Bonnie, leave Rich alone tweets.
No, I don't.
Tell that bitch to back off.
Well, you know, we have a new correspondent on our show.
We do?
Yeah, liberals are idiots. We're going to hire him as our correspondent.
What does that mean?
You know, he's going to be out in the world finding things for us and doing things.
Oh, my God.
Because he has a good view on life. So if we need...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Anyone whose Twitter handle is liberals or idiots really gets life, really understands.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to lie. Most liberals are, and most conservatives are idiots, too. So I'm sure there's somebody on the other side going, conservatives are idiots.
Okay, but this is your outlook on life. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Where you're like, well, everyone's an idiot. Nothing's good. No one should be happy.
No, that's not true. There are a lot of things that are good. There's a lot of things.
Okay, name three things that you love.
That I love?
Mm-hmm. That you would get excited about. Okay, besides this trailer thing.
You?
I'm going to try to get behind. No, don't
you,
say me because it's...
I do love you. I get behind you. I get behind you. And I stick up for you and I brag about you.
Oh,
and I
God,
do
it. Enough the other,
here, let me tell you a story about Bonnie. Let me tell you a story, a quick story. This is what I deal with.
Okay, can I just say this? This was a good example of two different perspectives on the same thing where you won't see my... I will see your point of view because I get that you're into fixing injustices.
Okay,
that's
what
you
judge.
Love. However, you will not see my point of
view.
Okay, here's... Is that true? Do you not see my point of view on this at all?
Not on what I'm going to talk about.
Right.
You have no point of view because you know what I'm going to talk about.
I do.
About.
People will get it. There will be people out there
okay,
that get my point.
Okay, so I'll give you the story. There was a comedy club advertising Bonnie, and Bonnie goes...
And I think this is what they do. I'm not sure, but I think they put people's names on the website, and they get people in, and then they just, without ever contacting the person who's booked there, and then they just say, oh, that person canceled at the last minute, so they've got these people in that have paid their money, and they just put some shitty or some cheaper comedian in.
Yeah, it's bait.
I shouldn't say shitty.
Switch and bait. Bait and switch, what do you call it?
It's a classic bait and switch. Rich is typing into the computer. He wants to show me the thing. If I was, of course, typing, I think we know what would happen.
Okay, so there was a comedy club, and there's a couple of reasons I was upset about this, advertising Bonnie. And Bonnie was not even close to performing there. I heard it's a nightmare, this and that. Well, anyhow, Bonnie wasn't...
No, I was shocked to find out. Yeah. Somebody sent me a text that had my picture on their website. And I was like, I never booked this show, whatever.
Hold on. So, And one, she was, I think, I don't know when her date, her imaginary date was at this club, but I was working in Poughkeepsie. So they could have put her there the same week as me, but maybe not. But even, whatever. All I know is they were false advertisers. And I go, Bonnie goes, who is this person? I go, I never heard of him. Bonnie goes, well, we got to get a hold of him and tell him to take my advertisement down. I'm not working there.
I don't think I said that.
Yeah. Yes, you said, I can't.
I said, well, I'm not working there.
Yeah. And
but I really didn't have any further.
Yeah, you said, I don't, why is this happening? Who is this?
And well, I did sort of take care of it myself, but okay, go ahead.
She goes, just, you know, even Pete Lee's advertised there and other comics.
Mm-hmm.
So Bonnie said, find out who this is.
I didn't ask you to find out.
Yes, you
said, I never
yes,
did.
Yes, you did. You said, take care of this.
No, I never
you don't
did.
Remember.
But I appreciate you taking care of it, but I never said that.
Well, I found out because he was doing this with other comics.
Okay, right. So you saw an injustice. I know your brain. You're like, good.
So I go, let me find out, and I'll take care of it. And Bonnie said, fine, I would love for you to do that. And I finally found the guy, tracked the guy's name and number down. And I called him yesterday. I said, why is Bonnie McFarlane take her picture down this and whatever. And I cleared it. I take it down. He goes, it is down. And I go, I don't know because I didn't check because it could have been down. But all I know is it was up.
So I hadn't thought about this in over a week. And I came downstairs yesterday and there's Rich quietly. I know you were doing it quietly because you were trying to not let me hear it.
No.
Is that true?
No, because I was laying down on the couch ready to fall asleep. And I go, oh, let me make this call before I forget. And because I tried to call early. The guy gave me his number. Someone else, an agent, gave me his number. And they gave me the wrong number. And it was a fax number. So I texted the guy who gave me his number. I said, I think you gave me a fax number. And he writes back, oh, I'm sorry. Here's the right number. And once I got the right number, I go, let me take care of this and get it over with. And that's when I called. But I was... you know, talking.
And
you,
but I walked by. I was going CrossFit, and I overhear, "Yeah, well, my wife's not working there." And I was like, "What?" And then, yeah, and then I wasn't mad or anything, but I did. I was like, "Well, I go, didn't you have any of your own injustices to fix?" But that's the thing is, like,
well, Bonnie got mad that I looked out for her.
No, but there's other things that I've asked you to do like 1,000 times that you don't do, and then, but this one, you were excited to. See it all the way through to the end because it's an injustice and you like
yeah,
to fix those.
I like to, yes. I don't like to fix them. I just, you know.
But my point, my side of the story is that I never asked you to. You definitely
yes,
take,
you did. You said, we got to take, who is this guy? Right when
but
you said.
I think you asked me like a week ago and I was like, oh, it's already taken care of. And then you still wanted to do
it. No, you never said
it
was taken care
yeah,
of.
Yeah, I did because I said I talked to Pete Lee about it.
Yeah, but Pete Lee didn't take care of it. He what do you mean? He you talked to him about it.
Because he said he talked to Chris about it.
Yeah, but...
But in any case, you like, if I tell you a story where I feel like somebody said something to
yeah,
me...
Yeah, there's another
you
one.
You would be like, you want to go and you want to take my anger as your own and go and deal with it. And it's like, well, I deal with things differently.
Okay, real quick. Just I'm gonna show her some of these. They're not your typical. They're not trailers.
Okay. Do whatever you want.
No, look at this home right here.
Yep.
Hold on.
Okay, I see it, Rich. It's not good for a podcast to be showing me things on the computer. Okay, can we look at them later?
Oh. Well, people, look at folks that are listening. Go. I think we've talked
Palm
about this.
Palm Springs, California, mobile homes. That's what he Googled, and some came up.
Yeah, and some are 40,000, some are 160,000. But what I'm saying is, just a summer place to go to. People, you know, they have them in Florida, but there's no industry in Florida. At least if we go to Palm Springs, we'll be an hour and a half from L.A. without traffic. Don't, if, you know.
I want you to have it. Have it.
I don't have the money yet for it.
Well, yes, you do.
No, because we got to get a home here. Once we get another home here, then I'll get the home there. That's what I'll do. And then, you know, we'll put a car out there, buy a car for out there. You know, we'll have fucking place, you know. Oh, Bonnie got to go to California. hey, let me spend 3 days at my place out there, and then I'll shoot down to L.A. I wonder if you could fly straight into Palm Springs. That's the only problem. You know what I mean? I think you got to fly into L.A. or something, you know. But then we'll have a car and a place and, oh, home sweet away from home, home. Huh? Isn't that good?
Mm-hmm.
You don't like the idea.
I am not. You know, you just sprung it on me, so I got to.
No, I've talked about this before, and you shoo it away all the time. How far does Lynn live from L.A.?
I don't know, an hour or something.
Up in the mountains in a cabin, mm-hmm. right? In a cabin?
Well, I mean, it's a house, cabin. I don't know. I've never been there.
She's your best friend.
I don't know. She always comes. I don't leave L.A. I come to L.A. I don't go, you know, when have I ever had enough time to, like.
You used to live there.
No, I didn't. I didn't. Her, when I lived there, her and Mitch were on the road.
Oh. All right. I'll give you a pass on that one. Okay. Here.
Are we done? It feels like we're done because
no,
you've now switched over to looking at the computer.
No, we got 10 more minutes. So let's, because we're not saying anything of importance. We'll both try to make our relationship better so we can move on.
No, you're just trying to get,
no.
Do you even know, what could you do? What are some things that you could do? What are some of my grievances that you think have legitimacy?
That I'm too gruff. You don't understand me, but.
I was going to make you a list of 10 things, and I said you could pick 2 things to try to fix. I don't want you don't have to fix them all.
You can make your list. Put 20 things.
I don't have 20 things.
Yeah, then after you're done with your list, write a list of 10 things you're happy about. Yeah. Do that. That's what they say in, you know, you make your list. People make a list.
You're so, right now, you're just so, like, into, like, this positivity thing, and yet you're not that, you don't do it.
I'm very positive.
You don't walk through life. No, you're always, like, telling me I'm doing things wrong.
That's not true.
You constantly are.
I always say you do things right. I always say how great your writing is, your script writing and all that stuff, and how good dinner is. That's never saying you're doing things wrong. You sometimes whip up a breakfast out of nothing, and all of a sudden there's a souffle. So don't think
I've never made a souffle, folks. I don't know who he's married to.
Okay. I complimented your garden on the side of the house, how beautiful your garden is. My garden's coming out, too. I only have peas in mine.
Just threw some peas into an area where there was no trees. And then...
I threw flowers, too, flower seeds.
And, yeah. You just threw them onto...
That's how nature does it. It falls from the tree.
Okay, but I'm just saying...
Yeah, you planted it like a farm girl, and I took care of it like a city guy. That's all. There's certain ways to make gardens. You could do...
That's not a garden.
Yeah, I got my garden. I put up one of those gates in front of it.
Oh, my God.
What? It's my garden.
You took one of my gates?
No, I bought my own gate. And first of all, those aren't your gates. Those are the garden gates, but you're...
Okay, this is exactly what I'm talking about. These little, literal things you can't let go where you have to, like... What do you want me to say now? Oh, you're correct. They're both of our gates.
Okay, just look real quick and I'll get out of this. 2 bedrooms. This is small, though, this one. $45,000. And it's a home. Look at it. It's mm-hmm. a home.
Wherever you lay your hat, that's your home.
Oh, these are cool.
You know.
I can't, this.
Okay. I think, honestly, this is.
Well, hold on.
Perhaps. I've said it before. This is probably our worst.
This is one of the better. We've been on fire. This is a good one. This is good. There's
just
a
looking
few
in
minutes,
the computer.
There's a few minutes of it not being as smooth. But pretend those are commercial breaks, folks. The parts that aren't going well. Pretend the whole go look at Palm Spring mobile homes is a commercial break.
We're giving you a chance to run your semi-trailer truck into the ditch and kill yourself on these breaks. I met a girl last night. She goes, I'm one of those single girls that you say is a red flag that when I listen to your podcast. But she really did seem like she was a nut bar.
Well, one girl
very said, pretty. But yes, her and her friend had no idea. Her friend was like, I don't know, she talks about it.
She was hot and she would go out with me, she said?
No. She just was at the show last night and she was like, I listen to your podcast.
That's not the one that was, that you hugged.
The vegetarian?
Yeah.
No, that was someone else.
But there was a hottie that listens to our podcast? Like, what do you say by hot? What do you mean by hot?
I'm going to go 9.5 out of 10.
No fucking way.
Yeah, no, she was hot.
Blonde, short, tall?
Brunette, maybe a little taller than me.
Mm.
Okay.
Thin?
I didn't assess her body the way that a gentleman might, but...
compared to you, like if you
she looks sturdy and healthy and...
firm bosoms?
She had some big boobies.
Big or...
I don't know. I can't remember that. I honestly can't remember. I was looking at her face. Her face is like perfect skin.
What was her name?
I don't know. I just tried to get away. That's all I do. Try to get away.
Tell her, tweet a picture. We want to see what you look like.
She took a picture with me. I don't like taking pictures with hot girls. This is like not fun for me. Because then they're going to put it on Facebook and it's just going to be like, ugh.
No.
Like, who's that one?
You're fixed up when you're doing one-nighters because you got to...
I didn't wear any makeup last night. Zero. I just didn't have time.
Of course you wore some makeup.
I didn't.
And the booker didn't get mad?
They go, what? This is not what we hired.
Remember
no, because he had more makeup on than I did.
He doesn't wear makeup.
Chris Covert?
Yeah, you can't put that out there.
Why?
That the guy
it's okay
makeup?
For men to wear makeup now. You're still thinking in terms of liberals are idiots. He's got something to say about that, I'm sure.
Yeah. Tell them liberals are idiots. Men can't wear makeup.
Men should be men and women should be women. I just want to say one thing about the bathrooms is that there's all these scenarios now where men are, and women are stopping just butchy looking women from using the bathrooms. Like, you don't dress like a woman. Like, it's like I could just have my hair in a hat and like be dressed like I normally dress and people would be like, get out. Abomination.
I'm going to start going into women's rooms. Ladies' rooms.
I'm going to do what?
To pee. I'm going to sit down and pee.
But why? For what reason?
Because I'm a woman.
Okay.
Keep me strong.
Go ahead. I don't give a shit. Most of the bathrooms in New York are...
Who said New York? I'm going to do it in high-class places. At like the Waldorf or Trump Plaza.
Who gives a shit?
The people in the bathroom.
There's stalls.
So
you could close the door.
Once I walk in, the ladies go, get out. Get out. That's what you'll hear. Get out.
But I'd like to know why you're saying it. Like, what are you trying to achieve here by saying that? That you disagree that
no, what I
with this
like
transgender
I said before,
thing or
here's what
I don't want to get into a big argument about it. I just thought it was funny
here's
that you
how
could
to solve
be
it.
That people are getting so sensitive now that they're like women who just have short hair. They're like, get the this one woman had short hair, very short hair, and they were telling her to get out and. Turns out that the reason she had short hair was because she had been giving her hair to that Locks of Love.
Oh,
it was the
that's
third time
nice.
She donated to Locks of Love. And then there's these people that are like, you abomination.
What, they were calling her a lesbian?
They were saying she was transgender because she had short hair. I mean, with women, it is hard. Like, are you just kind of butchy?
Well, I bet you they felt horrible after that.
I'm sure they didn't. They stick to their guns.
Well, didn't I read that? I don't know what state
it is. These liberals are idiots.
Well, some of them are. So are some conservatives.
Okay, here we go.
Why does my ears itch? Do you ever get that? The inside of your ears itch? Do they really?
Yep.
Is that like some kind of ear yeast infection?
I don't want to have to go to Sandy. But it looks like...
What?
I mean, I'm sure that he's not happy about fucking ear talk. He wants to know if your ear ever itches. Have you ever heard such ridiculousness? Does your ear itch, he asked her.
He's talking about his inner ear itch.
Does yours? How does yours quit? Why you got your sleeves rolled up like Bowser?
So I'm about to go into the ladies' room. I want someone to kick me out. You just try to kick me out, bitch.
I'm tired. We're going to wrap this up.
Okay, folks, you know what that means. It's the last 10 minutes of plugs.
No.
Bonnie's going to walk away from the microphone, and Rich is going to start plugging away, and he's going to just trail off into nothingness because Rich can't leave a microphone. It doesn't matter if he's tired or sore or angry or happy, which doesn't happen that often.
It happens a lot.
He sees a microphone, he's going to talk into it. Oh. Whether you like it or not, folks. Is your ear itchy? I bet it is.
You know what? It just hit me. When I leave today.
Not my fist, but I want it to.
Oh. Whoa.
Boom. Bonnie gets one last one in.
When I leave.
Now Rich tries to get one in back. Then Bonnie goes back for another one.
Well, this is what we got to do. I'm going to leave to go to work, and you're going to L.A., and we haven't had. You know what? We should go upstairs and do it.
Oh, great. Okay. Ooh, this is exciting. Let me just
can you go
get
wet?
My lingerie on. And,
can you go wet your vag?
Wipe down my butt. Okay. Let's go.
And remember everybody was saying that maybe I should do a little hiney play with you?
That's what was everyone saying that?
On our radio show?
Remember? Anya said it. Anya.
Yeah.
Anya, who is wonderful and amazing. But she's not married, okay? She's still doing things to please men.
Like
she's still trying to trap somebody, okay? I'm over that.
Is that why she does butt play, to
that's,
trap?
That's why they do it. I don't know, but I don't have this. I don't think there's...
An erogenous zone?
Mine was cut out when I was 7 due to my religion.
All right, folks. Anyhow, this week, I right now am in Cabo St. Lucas. Bonnie's in L.A. on her way home.
No, not. I'm still there.
It depends what day they listen to it. They're probably listening on Thursday.
If it's Wednesday, you could watch me on At Midnight tonight.
Oh, that comes on live? I mean, pre-tape for that night?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
At Midnight.
At Midnight.
What time, Rich?
At Midnight. 12 o'clock here and...
I think it might be 1 o'clock, actually. Oh. I'm not sure. Maybe 11.
And that's Chris Hardwick.
Yes.
I've heard him on...
Who I went on a date with once.
Oh, that had to be a real treat listening to that.
He showed me The Office for the first time. I never saw it before.
What Office? The movie? The show?
Mm-hmm.
That was your date to watch The Office?
He did show me his apartment, which was nice. And then he had TiVo. It was like no one had TiVo yet. He was like, you ever seen this? I was like, well, no. What is this?
Did he hit on you? In his apartment.
Did he hit on me? We were on a date.
Yeah, did he try to make out?
It might have been a tad bit of make out.
Oh, is there anybody you didn't make out with on a date? You don't have to make out with somebody on a first date just because they take you in their house and fucking lure you into what? Look at their TiVo. You must have been really stupid. Hey, do you want to see my new word processor?
I love, though, that you're giving the audience a taste of what I've been talking about.
What? How am I giving them a taste?
Just, this is all I hear all day long, no matter what's going on.
What?
No matter what I bring up, this is the Rich Voss.
What?
Not the gentle giant that we've been listening to. The gentle legend of Rich Voss. Well, I'll do anything it takes to make our marriage happy. I think you should be a little more positive. Bring up something. There we go.
Well, go ahead.
You're stupid. You're a real fucking whore, aren't you?
I didn't
you?
Say a whore.
But that's what you're...
No, I wasn't.
That's where you're going. That's where you're headed.
No, here's Bonnie.
Uh-oh.
Here's Bonnie taking it to the whole next level and exaggerating. I didn't insinuate that at all or even think that. Okay?
No, so, you know what? You're right. You didn't. I think it's enough that you called me a fucking idiot.
Why?
Have their Twitter handle. Bonnie's an idiot. Bonnies are idiots.
No, I'm just saying on the first date, you're tricked into going into somebody's house.
I wasn't tricked in. I had my eyes wide open. I thought he was a very handsome individual. I was excited to be on the date with him. We went for dinner.
I thought you only went out with people that were funny.
I thought he was funny.
I know he's funny. I'm just fucking with you.
And
he is funny.
We went for dinner.
I've heard him on Sirius.
We went for dinner.
I've listened to him.
Good. I'm happy for you.
I've never seen him live.
Just like in person?
I don't think I have.
Like you've never met him?
No. I think one day he walked into the improv. I was leaving the improv, but he was going on. But I never seen him live. I've heard him on Sirius. Funny. There are certain people I don't think are funny, but he was funny. I give him funny.
Mm-hmm.
I give him funny.
Okay.
I think he's successful, too. Very successful. I'm going to give him that.
Yeah, I really fucked up.
He sold his fucking podcast network for like a fortune, I think.
Yeah, I really fucked up.
I wonder if him and Marc Maron, were they at odds?
I don't know. How
over
would I
podcast
know that?
Stuff. I think they were at one time. I don't know. That's what I like about Mark. He'll go to war with a lot of people. I like Mark.
Never made out with Marc Maron. Does that make you happy?
Huh?
Does that make you happy?
No, I like Mark.
Okay, thanks everybody.
What?
I know, but once again, you just argue like there's nothing I can say that you won't say the opposite. Okay,
no, okay, go ahead, say something else.
No,
I'll agree. No. We're gonna fool around, and I don't even care that your underarms look like
my God.
A Helen Reddy
so
song.
So this is not keeping you away. I gotta think of something else.
Bonnie cut her hair. Looks good.
Okay, can we end it, please? Let these people go. Let them fucking go.
Okay, what are you, fucking Moses?
Jesus.
What am I, Pharaoh? Relax. We're wrapping it up now. Anything you want to plug?
My butt.
Is that how you're going to end it? Is that, what do you want to plug?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't really think of anything.
All right, go upstairs and get ready. Go get ready. Don't you make bad talk under your breath to me. Anyhow, June 4th and 5th. Or 3rd and 4th, whatever, 4th and 5th, whatever that weekend is, I'll be at the go to Comedy Shop website, Comedy Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. If you're going to buy anything on Amazon, please, amazon.richfoss.com. June 7th, the tickets are going to sell out. We're doing a live show at the Village Underground, June 7th, with a lot of special guests. Janine Garofalo, Ari Shafir, Dan Soder. It's going to be great. June 7th at the Village Underground. Get your tickets at, I guess, the Comedy Central website. What? I'm wrapping it up. Amazon.richvoss.com. See you June 7th. Get your tickets. It will sell out. These live shows are fantastic. See you later. Have a good weekend. And that's Rich Voss, the positive comic, signing off. Remember, bring a little positivity into your life, and somebody else.
Why don't you do it? Say, we're happy that you're our fans.
We are so grateful. We are grateful. Girl that took a picture with Bonnie, send your picture to us on Twitter. I want to see what you look like. We're trying to line up gals for me to date when Bonnie dies. Talk to you later.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.